Chapter 7. Buying Apartment, Office, and Commercial Buildings. While I've stressed that the best place to get started investing in real estate is with single-family homes, they are the easiest to buy and you can simply ride the wave of their price appreciation, they are not your only options in real estate. Many investors graduate to other forms of profitable investment. In this chapter, we'll look at two: apartment houses and commercial buildings. Moving up. Why move up? You could, as many real estate investors do, spend your entire career at the single-family home level, and as we've seen, you could do very well at it. But if you want to make more money and quicker, the answer can be larger properties. For example, if you own a 20-unit apartment building or a 10-unit strip mall, you not only can expect to reap profits over time, but if you obtain the proper financing, you also may be able to obtain significant cash flow right from the beginning. In other words, you may be able to afford to hire someone to manage the property so you don't have to constantly be collecting rent and fixing broken dishwashers. Further, at the end of the month, you may have considerable money in your pocket over and above expenses. Plus, if you buy right and improve the properties, you may have significant and rapid equity growth. Small wonder that many investors opt for the bigger properties. On the other hand, the potential for loss is also greater. If you have only one rental house, you need to find only one tenant. Even in hard times, you can always drop your rent a few dollars a month and keep your property fully occupied. With larger properties, you may need to find 10 or 20 tenants. In tough times, you may be able to rent out only half or three-quarters of your units, resulting in serious negative cash flow problems. In short, you can lose a bigger property more quickly and more easily than you can a single-family house. Thus, going big not only promises greater rewards, but also greater risks. Let's consider an apartment building. With an apartment house, prices are directly tied mainly to rental income. Simply increase your rents, and you can produce significant profits overnight. Further, the rental market does not always move at the same rate or in the same direction as the market for single-family homes. For example, in any given area, there may be a shortage of rental units, but a strong supply of single-family homes. Thus, rental rates can be going up at the same time that single-family home prices remain stagnant or decline. You may be wondering exactly how rental rates determine profits in apartment buildings. In theory, it's actually quite simple. For example, let's say you have a 10-unit building where each unit is rented for $500 a month, or $5,000 monthly, or $60,000 annually. The value of the property is based on that rental rate. Double the rental rate to $10,000 monthly, or $120,000 annually, and you've doubled the value of your building. If you paid $500,000 for the building initially, double the rent, and now you have a property worth $1 million. Keep in mind that this can happen while prices for single-family homes have moved up not at all. If you happen to put 20% down, $100,000, on your apartment building, your profit is now 500%, or $500,000. With apartment buildings, you can obtain magnitudes of profitability. Of course, as noted earlier, the risks are also great. If the rental rates were to fall in half, so too would the value of the building. Commercial buildings, as well as office buildings, operate in a similar way. Their value is directly determined by their rental income. The greater the rental income, the greater the value. Buy a building at one level of rental income and increase rents, and you can sell at a higher price. We'll go into this in more detail shortly. Another major factor in the financial aspects of owning commercial buildings, and industrial buildings too, however, is the strength of the tenant leases. Long-term leases with strong tenants, those likely to continue to pay their rent year after year with escalation clauses, mean a higher value. Short-term leases and weak tenants mean a lower value. Improve the leases, and you improve the value. Additionally, there are other factors involved with these properties. For example, typically the rent for commercial buildings is determined by the front foot. Since access to the public is critical to businesses, the more exposure, the more valuable the location. Thus, a tenant will pay according to how many feet are directly accessible to the public, as well as how good the location is. If you can devise some way to increase access to the front footage, you can increase rentals. For example, opening the second floor of a mall to direct access from a parking garage can increase the value of the front footage of units in the building. In office buildings or industrial buildings, on the other hand, access to the public is not usually a valuable factor. Thus, the front foot usually doesn't matter. For offices, the primary concern is the total amount of floor space. Thus, these buildings are rented out on the basis of square footage, so much per square foot per month. This is the reason that office buildings can be built so high, even to the point of skyscrapers. The tenants often don't care what level they're at, as long as there are working elevators, of course, as long as the rent is affordable. Views from higher floors often command higher rents. On the other hand, as we've seen, the higher you go, the less foot traffic, and hence the reason that commercial buildings, malls, are rarely, if ever, more than 3 stories tall. If you've a mind to purchase an apartment building, my suggestion is that you start out small, no more than 6 to 8 units. Also, I suggest you attempt this only after you have already purchased and rented out several single-family homes. You will have developed your skills as a landlord in this fashion. When you approach an agent or seller of an apartment building, you will be advised that there are a number of methods of determining value. You can capitalize the net income, you can check comparables, or you can simply hire an appraiser. However, the rule of thumb system called the gross income multiplier, GM or GIM, is often used by savvy investors to produce a quick and surprisingly accurate estimate of value, so we'll discuss it here.